track 6. In our final interview of this edition, Mark Smith, yes, him again, is on site at Norwich Castle, where he finds out how the work is going on at the famous 900-year-old icon of Norwich's skyline.
This is Mark. I've come to the Castle Museum, and with me I have Hannah Jackson, project lead for the Castle Reborn project. Now, I know you're kind of heading towards the final stages of the project now, Hannah, and could you give us a little update on how things are going? Because you've still got lots of hoarding and the builders are still on site, aren't they?
We are, yes. So there's still lots of activity and lots of things to do here at Norwich Castle. So as part of our Royal Palace Reborn project, we're reinstating the floor levels as they would have been 900 years ago when the building was first constructed as a Norman royal palace for the new conquering kings. So in the past about 6, 7, 8, 9 months, we've had lots and lots of deliveries of steel poles and beams, and these columns and beams are basically forming those new floors within our 900-year-old castle keep. So now we have the exciting thing of having those new floors and those new spaces that we can start to fill and start to get looking as they would have been 900 years ago. So still a lot of work to do, but we can see the end in sight.
Wow, that's incredible. And you were just explaining to me over the 900 years or so history of the castle, it had lots of different purposes, hasn't it? It wasn't just as a defence. It's also been a prison for some 500 years, and it's been a museum for, I believe it's some 130 years?
That's absolutely right, yes. So it was first built as a royal palace for William the Conqueror's two sons. It was started under William Rufus, William II, and completed by his other son, Henry I. And it was very much part of the royal estate, and that's why it looks so grand and is such a large structure, and was built in stone. I mean, that's again one of the reasons it was a real prized building. But for 500 years, it served as the county jail, so it was very much a riches to rags story. And over those 500 years, it went through many transformations. And actually, most of the galleries that you visit, if you come to Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery, are the prison wings. They're the old cell blocks of the prison. But back in the 1890s, it was transformed into the museum that we know and love today by the architect Edward Boardman. And it's Edward Boardman's vision of reinstating that Norman royal palace that we're finally completing some 130 years late.
Wow, that's amazing. And I believe you've got quite a lot of funding to do this, haven't you?
We have, so it's a tremendous transformation, and we're hugely indebted to our multiple funders, not least the National Lottery Heritage Fund, that are helping us to realise this £15 million redevelopment of Norwich Castle.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've got some specialist contractors still on site, have you?
We have. We've got lots of work going on, and working alongside our principal contractors, Morgan Sindel, we have a lot of specialist trades, such as our stonemasons. So we've got some stone stairs that we're transforming around 90 degrees so that they run, as they would have done 900 years ago, up the side of our castle keep. But to do that, we need specialist skills to be able to create that work.
And as well as the specialist skills, you're also explaining to me that because we're on a very special site and it's got lots of protection, you've probably no doubt had to get lots of permission to undertake the work.
We have. I mean, Norwich Castle is a very important building. It's a very special building. It's Grade 1 listed, and it's also standing on top of a scheduled ancient monument. So the mound, the castle mound, is a scheduled ancient monument, and that means we need permissions to put a spade in the ground or put a hole in the wall. So, you know, we work very closely with our local conservation officer and Historic England to ensure that everything we do is for the benefit of the building longer term.
Wow, that's amazing. And in terms of what happens now over the next year or so, have you got a sort of a timetable of work still in action?
We have. We've got a busy programme to do for the next year or so. And most of that, as I say, is not only the building work, but also populating those spaces. So our curators have been working with the fascinating objects that we hold here, but also that our colleagues over at the British Museum in London hold. And we're combining forces on a new partnership gallery of the medieval period that will be within our castle keep. So all of the decisions about how best to display those wonderful objects, to tell those stories all about the medieval world, those are all happening at the moment, fine-tuning those decisions. So.
And will those displays be kind of interactive in any way, or how do you anticipate them sort of being accessible?
Yes, we're trying to make everything as we do as accessible as possible, both in terms of interactors within those galleries, but also within those recreated room settings. So we're recreating the Great Hall as it would have been. So this is once again be able to step back and experience a castle with all the sounds and smells as they would have been in the Great Hall, the medieval kitchens, the King's Chamber, his personal chamber, and also the chapel space as well. So wow. Hopefully as fully accessible as possible within those locations.
And have you got an exact timetable yet, or is it still a little bit fluid?
It's a little bit fluid. It's hard to pin down with a building quite as complex as Norwich Castle. With 900 years of occupancy and archaeology, we've still got a couple of places we need to open up, and so we're not 100% sure what we'll find when we do those. But yeah, we're kind of pretty much on the home straight, a year or so to go.
Wow, that's amazing. So when visitors come in, will we still be using the same door entrance?
It'll be slightly different when our visitors arrive after we finish. So there'll be a new main entrance that will open into a far more open atrium space, a far more welcoming space. So less of the kind of twisting corridors that our visitors may be used to, but a far more easily navigable location with a new museum shop and a wonderful new restaurant space as well.
That's amazing, gosh. And will you be having to sort of have more staff in the museum to cover this?
Yes. So we'll be working with our current existing teams and also looking to recruit new colleagues on this exciting new journey. So lots of opportunities at Norwich Castle.
Wow. And I understand, as well as having a lot of funding from the Heritage Lottery people, you've also had some funding to improve what I suppose you would call in generic terms the boiler system and the heating system at the castle.
That is absolutely right. Yes, we had some governmental cultural investment fund money come through recently for a sort of a linked but slightly separate project to look at our building management system, which isn't quite as glamorous maybe as some of our recreated spaces or our new partnership gallery, but is fundamental to everything we do. And that's going to give us greater control over our temperatures and our humidity within not only our gallery spaces but also within our back of house stores, our museum stores. So hugely important. It's wonderful to have that funding to be able to make those much needed improvements.
Yeah. And I guess I'm right in thinking also that with this work you'll have more room for displays, will you?
Yeah, so within the castle keep, we've got five floors of things going on. So as I mentioned, the fantastic new gallery of the medieval period being created with the British Museum and our recreated spaces. But we'll also have full access right up onto the roof. So you'll be able to go either via stairs or a lift right up onto the battlements and to experience being on top of a castle keep. And if you think it's windy and breezy on the castle mound, wait until you experience it right on top of the castle keep as well. And fantastic space within our ground floor as well, where we'll have dedicated areas for our smallest visitors, our under fives, to really experience what life was like in a castle.
Wow, that's amazing, gosh. And you also explained to me that you've taken this job on as like a secondment from your normal daily day-to-day work with Norfolk Museum Service, so it must feel quite an exciting but maybe a bit daunting challenge, is it? Or
as a Norwich girl, so I'm Norwich born and bred, it's fantastic to be involved in such an important part of the history of this building. It's a new chapter in Norwich Castle's history, and having grown up, I think I pretty much learnt to walk around our natural history gallery. We used to come here so regularly, I'd sort of feel my way along the cases. To be able to be a part of that next story in Norwich Castle's history is just wonderful. So yeah, I'm on secondment. Hopefully I'll be let back to my former role when all is finished, but it's just been a wonderful experience to be a part of this.
Absolutely, yes. And in terms of like the hoardings coming down and the crane being folded away, how far are we away from that, do you know, yet? Is it sort of this time next year or next summer?
So it's probably a little bit earlier for the crane to come down. So if you've been waiting for the view of Norwich Castle and everything to go back to as it was and the hoardings to come down, we're probably looking at sort of early part of next year. And then, I'd say, we're about a year or so off opening up the castle keep to our visitors once more.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. We wish you all the best for the project and look forward to hearing more about the opening dates. And good luck with everything. And we wish you all the best and good luck with the rest of the building work, because no doubt there'll be some other slight hiccups and things to overcome.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, we'll keep you posted on all things as they're excitingly happening. And great to have you here at Norwich Castle today. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.